Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the Mickey 10 Vibration Transparent Male Masturbator with Controlling Handle from Acme Joy. And this is a really small toy. It basically is, it's two toys in one. It's basically a vibrating kind of toy that you just hold in your hand and go up and down. And it also has, I've seen toys like this, they're usually like called Space Shuttle or something. They have a squeezable, there's a squeezable part. So you can squeeze these parts and it pushes the insert down on you. So you can basically control the pressure. Instead of using like a suction or an airbag, you just squeeze it yourself so it's manually controlled. Okay, so as you can see, this is small. You're like, where does this go in? So it actually has two caps. So we remove this cap, and we remove this cap. All right, so as you can see, it's not very big. So the good news is you can go up and down essentially like you're masturbating. And you can squeeze using these two little spots here. What this toy does is it has vibrators built into the other side. So we're going to turn it on. All right, and then we're going to hit the vibration. And this is actually really powerful. So maybe, let me see if this can get this going. Eh, not really. I mean, it's going, but it's the mass of the toy is keeping it from jumping around. That's fine. But essentially, what you do, I mean, in case it wasn't fairly obvious, you lube this up or put lube on your dick. Doesn't really matter. Put your dick through the hole, and then you just go up and down like this, and it vibrates on your cock. And then if you want a little tightness, you just squeeze this part as you're going in and out, and that's it. So it's a very simple toy. Essentially, it's like giving yourself a hand job while holding the vibrators on your shaft. So you have this toy going in, and you can jerk off and you can feel the vibrations. And then if you want it to get a little tighter, you can squeeze it using these two things. And that's about it. Now you can, if you're worried about like making a mess, because as you can see, your penis goes all the way through to the other side. So when you come, there's absolutely nothing stopping your cum from just spraying everywhere. So if you want to prevent that from happening, you can, you know, get one of the caps ready, put the cap on it, and then, you know, just make sure you don't go too balls deep to break through the cap, and you can come in this like a normal kind of a vibrating fleshlight type of masturbation cup. So it's pretty cool. It's actually really simple. And I like how it gives you the option. It doesn't force you to use the cap if you don't want to. So if you want to go balls deep and you're long, I mean, this isn't that big of a toy. If you go balls deep and you push the cap out of the way, then you just have to make sure that when you come into something so you don't make too much of a mess. But, you know, if you have something kind of prepared, whether it's like a tissue or a trash can or the sink or wherever you come when you masturbate, make sure you have that ready to go. Other than that, I really enjoyed this. Cleanup is super easy. This is waterproof. Now, when I say waterproof, I mean you can run it under a sink, but I would not submerge it underwater. The insert does not come out. It's basically fused to the toy, but because the hole goes all the way through, there's really no reason to worry about taking it out. You can just rinse it out. The buttons are waterproof. Like you can see the buttons here. There's the power button and that's the vibration button. So this is all waterproof. This is the charge area. It uses two kind of magnets. So here is the, let me get the charge cord to show you how that works. So here's the charge cord. It looks like this. And you put this on there and it uses magnets, and you can see the light comes on as it's charging. But it's all waterproof. So I ran this underwater, the whole thing, and it still works fine. So pretty easy to clean. You just rinse it out and there you go. You don't even really have to dry it. You can't get a towel in there anyway, but if you just kind of air dry it, it should be fine. So I thought the vibrations were really powerful. Now I've reviewed some toys like this where it has a kind of a like basically it's a regular toy that you masturbate with, and it kind of holds vibrators against you while you masturbate, and I thought this was really good. I really don't have any complaints. In fact, I've reviewed toys like this that didn't have the option to open up both sides. So you have like a pocket that you put your dick in and you come in it, and sometimes the cum can like leak backwards, or sometimes it like splashes back. Where this one, I actually appreciate that you can take both caps off, and you can essentially use this like you're masturbating normally. So if you're used to just jerking off with your hand into you know, the trash can or something, you can use this just like you're masturbating normally, and just you come and it has the vibrations. And again, I like how you can squeeze this. This is actually new. So other toys that were similar to this didn't allow you to tighten it. So it would basically hold a vibrator against your dick, and you were responsible for, you know, doing all the work or just holding it on you. But I like how you can squeeze using these two little buttons here. You can push these in to get tightness, without having to resort to airbags or suction. So it's kind of a low-tech way to get a similar effect. So I actually recommend this toy. Now, as far as sex toys go, obviously you can do better. This is probably a really good entry-level toy. If you've never used a sex toy before, maybe you don't like sex toys, and which is fine. They're not for everyone. But if you masturbate using your hand, this can be a bridge. This could be like your first sex toy, where it feels kind of like your hand, but better. So it doesn't look like a vagina. It doesn't look like a disembodied body part, if that creeps you out. It just looks like something you jerk off with that adds some vibrations to your otherwise normal vanilla masturbation session. So I actually think this is a good toy for someone who maybe fucking themselves with a fake disembodied vagina, or a headless, armless, torso that strikes them as a little weird. But something like this isn't weird. It's no weirder than a dildo or a vibrator that girls have that they use on themselves. It's just a toy that vibrates, except instead of it vibrating on you, you put your dick in it and it vibrates against you. Let's talk about price. So this retails at $54.99. I do have a coupon code which will take $10 off. So I think this is really good for a sub $50 toy. Now it's normally not under $50, but with the coupon code it is under $50, and I would say that this is a good deal for a sub $50 toy. The vibrators are good. It's easy to clean. It's very small. And if you're caught with this, I mean, it does look like a sex toy, so you can't like pass this off as something, but it's not completely obviously a sex toy. You could put this somewhere and pretend it's like a jar or something, you know, I don't know. But obviously if you take the cap off, you can see that it's clearly a sex toy. But for a sub $50 toy, I recommend it. So thank you, Acme Joy, for sending me this toy. Remember the coupon code, save 10%, I'm sorry, $10 on your order. So I think it's actually more than 10% when you get down to it. So you can save $10 on your order with the coupon code. Thank you, Acme Joy. Thank you for watching. It's a Turd Flinging Monkey, and I'll see you next time.